The political parties have begun setting out their stalls on the issue of immigration. And we'll be talking about that with our reporter Laura Fletcher and also with Nick Henderson from the Refugee Council after eight. But first, voters' views. Cian McCormack has been speaking to one voter in Galway, and for him, immigration is the number one issue in this election, and he's been telling Cian why.
There's just too many people coming. Not just asylum seekers, but people coming to work as well, you know. So there's, I suppose, that could...
I think one in five of people working here are from outside of Ireland.
Yeah, but I mean, it depends where you go, I suppose. But, like, I notice it myself when I go to the hotel. It's many foreign people that work in there. You wonder where the Irish people have gone, you know, who used to work there, you know.
Maybe they don't want to work there, right?
Yeah, maybe they don't want to. Yeah.
Just going back, immigration is an issue for you in the election. So you say there's too many people coming to Ireland.
Yeah, there's too many.
What's the solution in for you?
It would be so. I think the mainstream political parties, Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, Labour, smaller party, I don't think they're in touch with the people. The political parties represent EU interests, you know, and they represent, of course, multinational interests, but they represent, I think, a lot. I think the EU is, it has certain mandates or certain ideas that it wants to promote, you see, like multiculturalism.
Are you against multiculturalism?
I don't think we need it, you know. I mean, the country has survived for thousands of years without it. So why is it so important all of a sudden? You know, now it's important. I mean, the country survived 800 years of British rule without multiculturalism, unless you included the British. I mean, a certain number of people, you'll always have them for whatever reasons, but I think now it's just too much.
Too much.
It's too much. There's too many. It's a small country, Ireland. Was it like 4 million people it had or something like that? Less than that even. And the increase is coming from inward flow of people. Now, I understand people come here. Some people come to work, and sometimes when they work and they've earned enough, they move on, and there's nothing wrong with that.
For the economy to continue functioning, we need people to work here.
But that don't work. I'm a pharmacist, so I can see people coming in into the pharmacy, for example, and they don't work. You know.
But we need people coming into Ireland to work.
So a lot of people who come here don't bring any economic benefit.
So do you think we should seal off our borders then?
More or less. You can never seal them off completely. But I think, you see, the problem is a lot of people coming here claim to be asylum seekers.
Is this the biggest issue for you?
No, I would say yes.
Is it a big issue around here?
I think it's a big issue everywhere.
So that's what one voter in Galway was telling Cian about his views on immigration. Next, Kate Varley has been speaking to some of those people who have migrated here to Ireland about what's at stake for them in this election.
It's another busy night for food deliveries in Dublin, and the Seven Bikes shop just off Moore Street is bustling with activity. This is where drivers come to rent and repair their delivery bikes, and it has become a hub for the Brazilian community in particular.
My name is Gustavo Martins, I'm Brazilian, and I study English in Dublin, and I work in a hotel and with deliveries.
For Gustavo, that job of delivering food has become increasingly dangerous in the city, and he believes Brazilian riders in particular are being targeted.
The security is an important point. I said some violence episodes and like intimidation. Maybe some people like to disturb us. Don't know why, but it's difficult. Sometimes it's difficult.
Do you feel safe here?
Not all the time. Not all the time. Depends what time I'm working. Depends how I'm dressing. Depends. Like my bag, my delivery bag is all black because I don't like the people recognize me.
Do you feel that's gotten worse in the last couple of months, in the last year?
Yes, I'm here about 1 year and a half, and some things changed. I can see the things more dangerous now. I don't know how, why.
As he is not an Irish citizen, Gustavo, like one in five workers in Ireland, does not have a vote in this general election. But he has this to say to those seeking office.
I think they can care a little bit more about the security in Dublin, especially because we pay many taxes all the year and we like to live in a place that these taxes can be returned to us.
Across town, Rajesh Rambat is on his way home from work. Rajesh is a cybersecurity consultant from India who has worked with and for some of the biggest tech firms in Dublin over the past 8 years.
Like, you know, e-discovery, data extractions, cybersecurity.
With Ireland practically at full employment and a skills shortage across many sectors, including healthcare, retail, construction and tech, economists say workers like Rajesh are vital to the Irish economy. But he is having second thoughts about staying here.
Well, the attitude of general people is extremely nice. They are extremely welcoming. But at the same time, you know, we shouldn't forget that there are a small percentage of people, you know, are a little bit, you know, anti-immigrant, and they give out some kind of vibe that, you know, you people are not welcome in here.
Does that change your attitude towards living here in Ireland?
Yes, absolutely. You know, recently, you know, about all the events that has been happened in and around, like, has definitely, you know, made me realize that, you know, irrespective of how good you are, you know, there are always people who gonna judge you just because of your skin color. And I personally believe that, you know, I'll definitely go back home.
Dzień dobry. Czy pomóc pani w czymś?
For many other immigrants, the experience of living in Ireland has been a positive one.
My name is Paulina Krzysanow. I'm the shop owner for 14 years.
Bardzo chętnie, tak.
We sell Polish cosmetics, herbs, vitamins, superfood.
Paulina moved here from Poland almost 20 years ago and has raised a family in Ireland.
I think that's very good. I live with Irish people for actually so long. We have many actually Irish people friends. They always says like we very friendly, we very kind, we work hard. Our kids are our friends. We going for the birthday parties and actually we quite happy.
Like so many other shop owners around the country, Paulina hopes this general election will lead to more support for businesses.
The business owner has no easy life. I not say not only Polish business owners, it's actually all business owners, because it's very hard to get some support.
A particular focus for many anti-immigration protesters in recent years has been the issue of asylum. Some buildings earmarked for international protection applicants have been burnt down, and Garda figures indicate a rise in hate crime related to anti-migrant sentiment.
Anything can happen with these elections.
Lucky Kambule is the co-founder of the Movement of Asylum Seekers in Ireland.
We would want politicians to commit that they will protect people that come here to seek protection against the people that are haters, far right, so that people can feel a little bit safer, because at the moment no one feels safe here in Ireland who is an asylum seeker. People are scared to even walk in the streets with their kids, taking their kids to school. We would want to make sure that people are housed. As you know, for the past 18 months people have been sleeping rough. Asylum is a human right, and people need to be protected.
And that was Lucky Kambule, co-founder of the Movement of Asylum Seekers in Ireland, ending Kate Farley's report.